Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. President Trump has criticized the federal judge who temporarily blocked his ban on travel to the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries, warning that the ruling will allow what he called bad people into the U.S.
I will never forget that my responsibility is to keep you, the American people, safe and free. That's why last week I signed an executive order to help keep terrorists out of our country. The executive order establishes a process to develop new vetting and mechanisms to ensure those coming into America love and support our people, that they have good intentions.
A U.S. appeals court today rejected the Trump administration's request to immediately reinstate the travel ban. Demonstrators took to the streets of many U.S. cities as well as cities in other countries. This one is a protest outside the U.S. embassy in London.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, so many of my friends are Muslim, and I don't agree with that at all. How can you base someone on their religion not to come to the country? Not all Muslims are terrorists. That's not true. It's not the religion. It's not the religion. It's their ideology, and that's not right.
Meantime, President Trump continues to have phone conversations with world leaders. He spoke with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, seeking to reassure him of continued U.S. support as government forces and pro-Russia rebels battled near the Russian border. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran has conducted missile and radar exercises this weekend after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for ballistic missile tests it conducted last week. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis called Iran the single biggest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. This is VOA News.